If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Everybody loves Sabrina Carpenter. Magic 106.7, that sweet espresso. Not so much. Sue, did you just give a thumbs down?
Yeah, she always does. It's what makes me love the song so much. Every time
I'm not a big fan of the
cringing.
Song.
Yeah.
You have firmly held opinions. Did Tom give a thumbs down to our show yesterday? Was he listening at all? Did he have anybody tell him, Sue, your fair husband, that we spent a good deal of the show yesterday devoted to the mystery of the missing mouth guard retainer thing?
The poor guy, he was on call starting at like 8 o'clock, and then his phone blew up of everybody saying, like, what is the thing with the missing retainer?
Oh, was he working from home?
He works from home.
Oh, so he's waiting for you.
And so...
Oh, God.
No, you know what? I had an MRI yesterday, and I was almost happy I did, because it gave him time to cool off, because I was like, he's not answering my text. He must be mad. We talked about it all morning. But then he wasn't that mad. You know what he said to me? He goes, so did the listeners have any good ideas of where we should look?
Ah, that was the extent of his
learning. He's so learning. I was like, oh, my God, he's not upset. But here's the thing. We still have not located the retainer.
Stop it.
No.
I thought you were secretly hiding that you found it and it was in a crazy place.
No.
What? Where the hell is it?
I don't know.
For those of you without a program or just joining us this morning, yesterday Sue came in. It was a little bit of drama because the night before they had Sue and Tom, her husband, who's a good guy, by the way. We don't want to drag Tom too. Tom's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But they spent a fair amount of the evening and into the night looking for this small little mouth guard thing that Tom wears. Assist with his sleep every
night. And then he was a little upset when I threw in the towel and said I was going to bed at like 11:30. Right.
And also, I just want to add this, sorry. A tinge of you moved it. A tinge of like, Sue, this is your fault because you must have done something.
Yes, and people will know this statement. They don't say, what did you do with it? But he says, well, I know I didn't move it out of this room.
I know, that
statement
always, it's very
the
well.
Insinuation. And I said, do you think I have anything to do? Like, why would I carry your mouthpiece around with me? Right. No, thank you.
Right.
So anyway, all we can think of is that maybe the dog ate it, but I'm like, it's a pretty...
Is there metal in it, or just like a plasticky
thing?
It's
plastic, but it's like a pretty like substantial
thing. Oh no,
it's upper and lower, and it's a pretty big piece.
And not to be, if Gracie ate it, you're going to find it eventually.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, and I think it would make her sick because it was
her for a walk.
Yeah.
I still think she took it, played with it, chewed it up a little bit, and it's outside
in
somewhere, and you just haven't found it yet.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it. I think he got up, left, the case was open, you said, or it wasn't in there.
Well, what's weird is my AirPods are also missing, and they say dogs love things like mouth guards and earbuds because they smell like humans, they smell like their owners, and they're both missing.
Yeah.
Well, they've, and that's a big, weird, but it's like in your ear, it's in your mouth. They like that.
They like what smells like you.
They go in the trash, you know what I mean? Like they like that stuff.
I know.
And it may just be a mystery that never gets solved.
I know, but find out where the hell this thing is.
Last night, poor Gracie's looking up at me like, I have been, accused, and I cannot even defend myself.
The
poor thing.
I stand accused.
She's like, God, I can't even. I was like, I feel bad if she had nothing to do with this because we're all both looking at her like, what did you do?
The dog is like, I can see where this is going.
Yeah.
It's not looking good for Gracie.
Yeah, and I got several social media messages from listeners asking me.
Do they have other ideas of where to look?
No, they were just like, hey, I have to know, did you find the retainer?
The whole other piece of this is Tom needs this thing. He's got to replace it.
That's the thing. So at what point?
Right.
So we've covered the laundry and we've covered the outside with the snow. If there's any other random spots that, like, I don't know, has anybody ever found anything in other places? We've said the bed. Any other
bed,
thing?
Refrigerator, trash, like you name it, we've looked.
How about this for an ending to this story? The instant Tom orders a new one and it's too late to cancel,
that's when you're going to find it.
Oh, wait a minute. It's here. You're going to find it then.
Oh,
and then
absolutely.
You'll have a spare.
Yeah.
For the next time the dog takes this.